Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get right down to business, shall we?
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Get down to business.
We're in the business of being in business, and we're doing business.
We're in the business of winning.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I push this button, and away we go.
All right. Good morning, you crazy kids.
Hello.
Good morning.
It's a minute after six now. I got to get this out of the way because I forgot to do it Monday and I forgot to do it Tuesday. And you probably heard about it, but it hit me last night. I'm going to do it. On the Canadian version of Family Feud, there was a question. And what she answered, it was wrong, but she ended up winning big on it anyway. This is on the Canadian version of the Family Feud. Listen to this.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Oh my God.
Show me chicken.
Spinach, Sherry.
Show me spinach. Show me spinach.
So the correct answer would have been spinach, but she was having the Popeye's chicken on her
I
mind.
Understand. I get it. All right, I get it.
Well, Popeye's gave her and her family $10,000 worth of Popeye's chicken.
Ah, right.
Nice.
Man. That's a win.
That is a win.
So who do we have to country barbecue?
Yeah, that's right.
Good one. Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Figuring out how we can play a game and get $10,000 worth of free food like the lady on the Canadian version of Family Feud did.
Yep. How long have you been on the radio, Dale?
Marconi in the morning.
Marconi and O'Brien in the morning. 40 years, thereabouts.
Think of all the free plugs you've given in that time.
You're right. It's countless.
Have you ever gotten kickdowns like that?
Not like that, no. I have benefited from it, but not to that degree. Her answer, when they said, "What's Popeye's favorite food?" and she goes, "Chicken!" The right answer was spinach, and they would have won $10,000. It cost them 10 grand, so Popeye's turned around and said, "Here's $10,000 worth of Popeye's food to make up for it."
I'm talking down to the fair. I've paid for every pretzel, taco.
Mm-hmm. They're renaming the whole thing this year. It's a good time to dump some free stuff on you, isn't it?
The year.
Try to get that fair money.
They can pay me in donuts.
Fair donut. All right, so yesterday, Amy goes out to find you a new pet. Today's Wednesday. That makes it Wet-Nosed Wednesday.
It is Wet-Nosed Wednesday, and we have 10-year-old Gina. She is such a sweetheart. She takes treats real gentle, and you can see a video. It's up on our website, 93.1. wolfcountry.com, or if you follow us on Instagram or Facebook at 93.1 The Wolf. And they think she's a lab Great Dane mix.
Wow.
She's really adorable, though. If you look at her, she's like mostly black, and then on her feet and a little bit on her tail, she's got like the
little socks.
Yes.
Yeah.
She big?
No, she's not at all.
Right. All right.
But her face isn't. Her face looks like a mix of Great Dane and Lab. She is just really sweet and cute, and her just tail wags the whole time, and she just likes cuddles. She's 10. She's an old girl. So if you're looking for a cuddle bug, Gina may be yours. And of course, you can see her. So many pets available at Guilford County Animal Shelter. And they're always looking for, if maybe it's not in your budget to adopt, they're looking for donations, blankets, towels always help, Kongs or treats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So everything you need at 93.1 The Wolf on Twitter or Instagram and Facebook and 93.1wolfcountry.com.
If you've never been into that place. I mean, it's amazing the number of animals who come into that place all the time, and that's why they're in constant need of things to sustain them while they're there.
Our dog last week, Caesar, who was also an older dog, an adult dog, 11 years old, was adopted, they said, pretty much immediately. They said as soon as you posted that to Facebook, Not too long thereafter, Caesar was adopted.
Caesar had such a cute face.
Yeah, yes, they did. They're all cute there. And those, you know, the staff at the animal shelter do such great things. And they started a new program where they bring the dogs into nursing homes and assisted living facilities so that the residents there get some pet time.
Good.
All right, so check it out. We got a pretty good record on getting those pets adopted.
We do. Keep it up.
Yeah. Going.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up with the whole show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. From the Odds and Ends Department, it's National Bagel Day.
Ooh.
Today, yummy, delicious bagels.
What's your bagel order?
I like the poppy seed, double toasted veggie cream cheese.
My go-to everything bagel, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Delicious.
That's
sounds great.
Hot.
Loving everything bagel.
I like a brown sugar cinnamon type of.
Yeah, with some.
With cream cheese?
Yeah.
What kind of cream cheese do you do on that?
Philadelphia.
No, I mean like flavor. Like sometimes you'll go places and they have cinnamon cream cheese.
Or veggie cream cheese or whatever. Like they have a lot of times they have like a honey walnut spread.
Ooh.
That's good on a cinnamon bagel.
Where do you go?
I know
exactly where he goes too.
It's also National Hat Day if you're wearing hats today.
Hats off to you.
Yeah, exactly. Bed bugs. Orkin's out with their list of the worst bed bug places in America. The number one worst place for bed bugs is Washington, D.C. Followed closely by Baltimore, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Columbus, Ohio. Greensboro is number 25 on the list of 50 cities.
Still high up there.
Yeah. When you go into a hotel, do you automatically pull back the sheets and flip up the rim of the mattress to see if there's bed bugs?
I do a bed check.
There's. I don't necessarily do that. I do. You can also like pull the thing matched out a little bit and like look behind it.
Yes. I also lift up the whole entire cover under. I untuck it from the sides because I don't want there to be like an old Band-Aid at the bottom. I have a fear of an old Band-Aid.
That's a specific fear. Did you have?
That's a very specific fear. Yeah. Did that happen?
No, I don't think it's happened.
Man, you're an oddball dude.
It hasn't happened to you. Did you lose a Band-Aid in a bed?
Probably.
And is that why you're concerned?
Yeah. So
you've done it to somebody else and now you're concerned about the karma.
Maybe we're the ones who should be checking for the dirty Band-Aid.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. I'm surprised you don't carry a black light with you so you can check that too.
You don't want to.
No. Don't see that.
God, I hope it's urine.
Don't check your teenage son's room with that either. Don't ever do that. What's your favorite workout song? What's your go-to jam when you're working out, Amy?
It's a couple of Kanye West songs.
Okay.
Power, Gorgeous.
Gold Digger.
All right. Well, Gatorade decided they wanted to know what the top workout songs were. Here's your top five. Another one, Bites the Dust by Queen is number one. Followed by Back in Black by AC/DC, Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen, and Dancing Queen by ABBA.
These are stripper songs, not workout songs. Also, people who work out don't drink Gatorade. People who are hungover drink Gatorade.
You're right.
Are you stressed in the morning because of your job or because you've got kids to get off to school? Is morning just a hassle? Is it just like a contest to see how fast you can get everything done? I know for a lot of people it is.
No, not me. The key to that is to abandon everything constantly.
The 10 biggest causes of morning stress from 10 to number 1, setting an alarm to snooze, kids having a tantrum, getting yourself ready for the day, kids putting shoes on, finding misplaced items like school uniforms, school bags, or shoes, kids eating breakfast, kids brushing their teeth, getting kids to leave the house on time, kids getting dressed, and number 1, kids not getting out of bed. Those are the number one. Those are the top causes of stress.
My favorite thing about people who have kids is how much they complain about having kids and all the things they have to do for those kids. And then they go, but you don't want them?
I just love them. They're the light of my life.
Those are lies you tell yourself to feel better about those decisions.
This summer and this fall, Tim McGraw is going to be out with Luke Combs and Midland. That'll be a great show.
That is going to be a great show. And they're going to be in Raleigh and Charlotte in July.
Yeah. And that's early in the tour, too. So they'll still be cranking out some surprises.
Yes. Take me some Tim McGraw.
The thing about those tours is you never know who's going to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, is Faith going to walk out and do some songs? You never know who's going to show up.
And they perform together. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of fun.
You just don't know what's going to happen there. Well, I'm sorry. This guy has a hard time. And you'll see what I'm talking about in just a second. This guy got hospitalized after he ingested bull Viagra. He's from Veracruz, Mexico. He was hospitalized after he ingested the bull Viagra. The man was in that way for 3 days and underwent surgery to relax himself. The man told doctors he took the bull Viagra because he was planning on a date with a 30-year-old woman and he wanted to make sure that he could impress her and keep up.
How old was he?
Does it say at all? I looked for that yesterday and it didn't have his age. Evidently, there's a little bit of a gap because he was concerned that the 30-year-old is going to be more than he can handle.
Attaboy.
That's why, ladies, women always tend to date older because we think older men are more mature, and they're not. They're all idiots. You just got to sleep with the ones in college. They're the ones who still got it.
Leave it on that.
I just wish I'd have known that back then.
Yeah.
Maybe I could have taken advantage of
some cougars.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, talking haircuts and what you got to pay. I mean, sometimes guys pay as little as $12, $13, $14 for a haircut. Sometimes as much as, you know, 50 or so. On the other hand,
I would take that any given day.
Right.
Just for a cut, and I do get color, I just do my roots, $135.
Ooh.
All right. So do you have somebody regular you go to? Of course, most women do.
You have to.
Yeah, or would you try somebody random? What about you? 680-WOLF is our number. Hello.
Man, I go get my hair cut every 2 weeks. I go to the same barber shop, see the same barber. I pay about $25 at the tip. And I couldn't imagine going to just some random person.
See, and that adds up every 2 weeks. So you're going twice a month, pretty much, $50. That's 500. That's, you're almost like at $600 a year just for that. So, I mean, that's pretty expensive. But
do you have long hair or do you have short hair? What's your deal?
I get a short haircut. I mean, it's a skin fade. And my job requires, we have grooming standards. So I have to, you know, keep my haircut nice and trimmed up.
Well, man, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
You too, buddy. Bye. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the hair thing.
Of course you do. What's your name?
I'm Sarah.
Sarah, go ahead.
So, first of all, I'm a hairstylist myself, and what y'all said about the Great Clips ladies being having records is so horrible and mean, and I think you just piss off a lot of people saying that.
Oh, I have a record, too. It's fine.
Yeah, she's been arrested as well.
Yeah. I'm not judging.
And then also, it's a lot of education you have to get, and it's a lot more than $4 a bottle now. I don't know when you work, but, yeah, that was just kind of mean and not nice of you guys to say, I think, in my opinion.
All right. Well, thank you for weighing in.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Of course.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So I did want to say, now that it's on mind, remember the guy said that his job has grooming standards. So he is required by his job to keep his hair a certain way because and they don't reimburse him for that. So that makes his haircut tax deductible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Get that tax money.
That's right. If you have grooming standards and you're required to keep your hair a certain way and they don't reimburse you.
Do we have grooming standards here?
I've never seen anything about grooming standards. And have you seen some of the people who work in the building?
I don't brush my hair. Like, once I shower and blow it dry, I don't brush it until I wash it.
Okay. So, no.
You're on a wash schedule. Speaking of hair, what's your wash schedule?
I've given up. I just wash it when I go, ooh. That's when I wash it
now. Or
you
can smell it.
I can smell it.
You know how to smell your own hair, right? You don't know how to do this? I want you to tilt your head down and then breathe up. And as you go, you can smell your own hair.
I wish you could see what he just did.
we don't pay him full like price, right? No. We get a discount on this one.
Do that again.
It's where you hold your head down. And then
I think the government kicks in some of his salary.
I'm the EOE.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:56. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. It's good news story time.
Yes, it is. And this good news story comes from Salt Lake City. Cool. It's a father and son duo, and they started their own self-funded project called Project Empathy, where they take homeless people out for lunch and they get to know them. So he said it was his son's idea, you know, because they would give food to homeless people. He said, why don't we take them for lunch? Yeah. So they'll go for like tacos or get burgers and fries, and they just sit down and get to know the person. And they've so far have taken out 150 different homeless people in their community with lunches. And of course, the dad says, like, you know, my son's 5 years old. You're never too young to make a difference. And it melts his heart how empathetic his son is.
Yeah, he's going to grow up right, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
It is. And awesome. It is cool. You know, you always wonder what somebody's backstory is. So what a great way to get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm. And who knows, 25, 30 years from now, mm-hmm. what that could turn into for him. And the stories he could tell about the things he and his dad did. You know?
Absolutely.
Right? 7 o'clock in the Triad, and the greatest Jeopardy player of all time has been crowned.
Who is that? Who is it? Who is it?
Well, I'm going to play you the ending of the game. The object was for these guys to win, you know, 3 matches. And Ken Jennings has done it. And here was that magic moment when it all happened for Ken Jennings on Jeopardy last night. Here we go.
He has 272 speeches, the most of any non-titled character in a Shakespeare tragedy. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Brad, we come to you first. You're the best, Alex. Thank you so much.
It's true, and I should get credit for it.
Now we come to Ken Jennings. Who is Iago? That is the correct response. That gives you a total for the match of 88,600 as we come to James. Did he come up with Iago? He did not. Ken Jennings, you are the champion.
So there you go. He gets a million. The other two get $250,000 for playing.
What cool, I mean, besides just the money, like what cool, you won Jeopardy.
You won Jeopardy once, multiple times. Now you're the Jeopardy of all Jeopardy.
The grand champion, yeah.
Exactly. It's amazing the information that's in that guy's head.
You're the Super Bowl winner of the nerds.
I know. Nice job, nerd.
Dale knows everything.
93.1 The Wolf. Who's this?
Linda.
Linda, we're going to play Dale Knows Everything. How it works is we ask Dale a question. He'll know the answer or make it up, then you have to decide which it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, Wake Forest tickets on the line. Dale, are you ready for your question?
I'm ready for my question about death.
until the 1850s, more than 40% of people born worldwide, 40% of people born worldwide would die before they turned what age?
Wow. That's got to be all the disease back then. Ugh, just thinking about it. Had to be young. I'll go with 10. Age 10.
Linda, does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
Dale does not know everything.
Hey.
Do you want 5?
5?
Really?
40% of people would die before the age of 5.
Think of all the diseases there were back then that they had no idea what they were or what to do about them.
Isn't that crazy? Ugh. Now it's down to 4%. So
still,
we've come a long way. All right, Linda, on a happier note, you've won tickets to Wake Forest. They play Boston College on Sunday.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 93.1 The
Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:53 now, and another young NFL player has said, you know what? It's about time to retire. I know I'm young, but yeah. I'm going to do it anyway.
That ESPN alert went off, that breaking news alert went off on my phone last night. I was like, what? Insane. Of course, we're talking Luke Kuechly from the Panthers. 28 years old. He said, you know, that's enough for me. Here's why.
I think now is the right chance for me to move on. And it makes me sad because I love playing this game. I've played it since I was a little kid, and it's my favorite thing in the world to do. And the memories I have from this place and this organization and playing on the field with these guys, they'll never go away. And these are the best times of playing. Obviously, on the field is awesome, but some of the best times of playing this game are behind the scenes in the locker rooms, in these meeting rooms, on the buses, traveling the games.
People are giving up, you know, they're like, oh, you're so young, you still have plenty of years left. But football is a physically tough sport, and he's been on the Panthers for 8 years, but he's been playing since he said fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I worry about my son is not even 17 years old yet, my youngest son, and he's played football since he was old enough to play football.
Yeah.
And he's a big kid. He's 6'2", 225, and I worry about him. You know, when you watch the games as a parent or a family member, you watch the games and you hear those hard helmet crashes and those pileups, and you're like, oh, my kid's in there. Oh, scary.
Somebody told me that playing football feels like a car accident every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Every time you're playing.
I mean, it is punishment on the body. And some of these guys, and I see my kid hit other kids. You know, that's his job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. That's not me.
That's why I play tennis.
It's
a very fast-moving sport.
But I do worry about my son.
Well, and that's what a great time to get out. You've had a good career. You feel good about where you're at.
You've made great
physically
money.
Healthy. Yes.
Yes.
You've made good money. You physically are still good. Get out now, and this will, you know, find out what else you like to do.
And you're at an age where any career is still possible.
Sure.
He could go on to announcing these things, like a lot of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so many of these guys are not suitable for broadcast announcing because it's just not in them. But so many of them, like Tony Romo and these guys who turned it into a multi-million dollar job.
Yeah.
Tony Romo, I'm pretty sure, just got offered some big deal to go somewhere else because what they first paid him like $4 million, and now they're trying to pay him 14, I think. ESPN 14. Gave him an offer.
Yeah, I think it's 14.
He'll receive 10 to 14 million annually from ESPN. And people were so amazed because they're like, look at the play. You know, Tony Romo really knows the plays. I'm like, because he was calling them.
Yeah.
Of course he knows what they're about to do. He played the game for how long?
Have you seen the promo with Peyton Manning and
Brad Paisley?
No. This one has... anyway, it's they're taking off on Romo, and one of the lines in it is, you know, somebody doesn't know the gate code, and he goes, well, if Romo was here, he would know, and he calls him Romostradamus. He's able to predict all this stuff.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's 8:03. Time to head to the land of law and order. For our little Nimrod news. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Oh, yeah. That right. Law and order sound effect makes us ready.
Well, if you need a hint, let me know. Here's your headline. Police bust a large Amish party and make 38 arrests.
Okay.
Had to break up the horse and buggies.
Hey, you know.
Is it Pennsylvania?
No, that's obviously a good guess.
Ah, man.
You know, usually you're talking about the Northeast area, there, Pennsylvania or the Midwest.
Ohio.
No, it wasn't Ohio. This is in LaGrange County, Indiana.
Okay.
Now, first of all, before we start talking about this, you know that this particular rager, there was no worry about somebody getting in their car and driving away drunk,
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's what happened. The cops got several noise complaints, so they roll up, and there's a huge Amish party going on. There were more than 250 Amish people there tearing it up. They were all blitzed, running around, raising all kinds of cane.
Racing all kinds of barns.
The cops managed to arrest 38 people total.
Oh, my gosh.
Including 24 underage drinkers and 15 adults. They're mostly facing charges of minors consuming alcohol and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Was this like the Rumspringa that they do?
Yeah, I guess, you know, must have got out of hand.
Go live in the wild.
They were living it up, man. They were all yelling and screaming. They had loud music.
My favorite part is Amish people get mad when you say they don't pay taxes, but they refuse like to adapt to or innovate unless it comes to the farmers markets when they'll take your money.
Yeah, correct. We'll take
that's
that.
When all of a sudden, like, yes, we'll refrigerate these pastries. Here's
yeah.
If you ever get the chance, ask my dad when he tried to make a joke to an Amish guy at a gas station.
Is it a good story?
It's, yeah.
Next time I see him, I want to ask him. Yeah. I want to hear it.
I want him to call now.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't care. They like you at the farmer's market.
Oh, they love the money.
These turnips are $10. Yes.
Hand grown.
Yeah. Have you had this apple pastry before? Now's the time.
Yeah, it is delicious. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Day 12. I'm going to come back here and on the other side of the break and give you a shot of that $1,000 with the Instagram. What could you buy with a $1,000? You know what I saw the other day? I saw this thing. It's called a kegerator.
What?
If it is a stainless steel refrigerator made specifically to hold
a keg,
one keg of beer and keep it ice cold.
Smart.
It's $600, which would leave you room to put a keg or two aside, money for a keg or two.
Have you ever seen? I have a couple of friends who have turned their detached garages into bar spaces.
Yep.
That, I mean, like full, you know, length, like wood bars, and you're just like, what? And they are really cool spots to have. And I'm like, this is fun. Clear it out. You have a section of like a dance floor area and a disco ball. I like that.
Yeah, you could either start your man cave or she shed with the $1,000, or maybe if you've already got one, you could add something
upgrade
cool to it,
yeah.
like the kegerator.
I like that.
That is smart.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
You remember the battle of pineapple on pizza. Is that a topping?
I don't like it. I've tried it. I don't care for it.
I don't like pineapple on pizza, but I like pineapple in dishes with like chicken.
Pineapple upside down cake?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new trend going around and people are starting to order this and a restaurant has made it on their menu. It's a kiwi pizza.
Oh, Lord. Kiwi's nasty to begin with.
No, are you kidding me? Kiwi's so good.
Kiwi sucks.
I like kiwi.
How dare you?
Kiwi sucks.
You suck.
Although coming from you, not surprised.
Kiwi's terrible. Watch it.
What's your favorite fruit?
Well, I like a lot of fruit. Strawberries, cantaloupes.
But not kiwi.
I don't care for kiwi.
He only likes pineapple because he can put it in his basket, in his shopping basket, and let ladies know that he's on the prowl.
In case you didn't know, that's how you do it. You put a pineapple in your upper... in the area top, there where the kid would normally sit.
A full
that,
pineapple.
That indicates that you are open.
A can of pineapple means you're only going to make it to second base.
Okay, so
that's it. Some people call it a sword battle. Other people call it trial by combat, which is what this guy in Kansas is asking for. His ex-wife, his ex-wife has taken him to court, and his name is David.
Okay.
And his former wife and his attorney have destroyed him legally, so he has asked the judge officially for trial by combat.
Equal rights, equal fights. Let's go.
He says, his filing says the U.S. has never banned trial by combat, and the ex-wife's attorney is trying to throw it out.
Oh, my gosh.
I would be honest with you. If I was the judge, I'd kind of be tempted to be like,
all right, yeah.
That sounds like fun. Let's do that.
Awesome. Let's do it. Today, I would like to thank, first of all, it's National Wikipedia Day. I would like to thank Wikipedia for getting me through college.
Have you donated, though? $2 is all they ask?
No.
How did all the stupid things you buy for $2, like a bookmark? You bought a bookmark for $2 on Amazon Prime.
But it has a picture of Pluto and it says never forget.
And you wouldn't donate to Wikipedia, which basically is the reason for any and all of your knowledge?
Did you ever get busted in college, though, because Wikipedia is not actually a source?
It's crowdsourced.
More accurate than that. Most things.
Remember having to look it up in an encyclopedia? You're like, I hope this holds true 50 years later.
Hey, listen, you know how old I am. We had to go to the library and get out big books and look stuff up.
Dale used to help write the encyclopedias.
He did.
Yesterday.
It was exhausting.
Yeah, and he was out there with Moses in the 15. He helped with the Bible as well. Yeah. It was really cool. Be proud of me. Last night, I watched a sports game.
What'd you watch?
Duke.
Was it the
and Clemson
men's basketball or women's basketball?
Men's
basketball. Because even people who don't like sports don't want to watch the women play.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's right.
I didn't want to fall asleep yet.
Hey, you like missionary after watching a game of layups?
Should we just get out right now?
All right, I'll get out with this. Here's your fun fact for the day. The character Mr. Bean was originally called Mr. Cauliflower.
Bean was much better.
I like Bean.
I think if you haven't seen those two Johnny English movies, you need to see them because they're funny.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. It's Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase. Talking about the Golden Globes, you know, Ricky's monologue just got so much reaction from everybody, and everybody just loved it. The celebrities hated it. And then he answered later and said, you know, you guys were complaining about, you know, my monologue and about saying, you know, things that you may not agree with. And then you talk about how you're all for free speech. Well, if you're mad because somebody said something that you don't agree with, then you're not into free speech.
Yeah.
The things people get mad about are just so funny to me.
By the way, next year, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are back to host.
Hosting again?
Next year at the Golden Globes. We were talking on mic yesterday about dating horror stories. And everybody's got them. Amy has shared a few with us of our own.
Yeah, one of my favorites comes from a guy I went on a date with. This isn't online. This is somebody I know.
All right.
She was a listener friend. And she goes, oh, I have somebody for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met him at the farmer's market.
Right.
On Saturday morning, and every time it's crowded farmer's market, every time we walk past a dog, he would go, oh, dog, and
doggy,
he would stop and pet
doggy.
It. This is a grown man beard, shaved head and a beard, okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna need you to stand up straight, sir. And then I got coffee, bought it myself.
Oh,
went
there
to another, hold on, Went to another truck. I got the Belgian waffles with strawberries and whipped cream. So good.
Delicious.
Bought it myself.
Oh, God.
Then we sat down and talked about his divorce, his mental health, the side projects that he's working on because he's suffering from depression right now.
Great.
And then we went to the farmer's market table where I got a box of produce. And we walked back to the car. I carried it the entire way.
He didn't offer to carry it.
About a mile or so. And we get one block from the car. I can see my car. I go, oh, there's my car. He goes, oh, yeah, you still got that?
No, I threw it down back there because I was too hard. I was
idiot. I was like, bro, I'm the stronger one here. Okay?
Yeah, he probably knew you were stronger. Let's be honest.
I was just like, why bother me with this? To talk about your divorce and your depression? Bruh.
Now, how old was he?
He was upper 30s.
Okay.
Jason, I'll take you to farmer's market and buy you a coffee.
Yeah.
Try to make it.
But I am not about to carry your crap. Not about the.
How about you? Dating horror stories. Our number is 680-WOLF. Hello.
We went to the cemetery just down the street from my house and had a knockout session.
Oh, boy.
Now, I did not know. He's like, we're just going to go out and I think we're just going to hang out for a little bit and we're going to drive around. And I'm like, okay. And that's where we ended up. We drove a block and a half and ended up at the cemetery. And then we made out.
And then you made out.
The atmosphere here is
dead. We used to, my neighborhood, at like the top of all the streets, there was a cemetery. And we would like hang out there when we were 14 and 15. But like to go on a date with a grown-up and be like, do you want to go make out at the cemetery?
You got the whole place to yourself.
Yeah,
exactly.
Except for all the ghosts and the spirits.
How about you? Horror stories, dating horror stories, online horror stories, 680-WOLF's the number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.